Hello, this is Justin DePedro with Conservative Kid Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about abortion. I know last episode, I said we were going to be talking about how a lot of black people are some of the most racist people on this planet, but we're going to lean towards the abortion topic for now, because I just feel like I should get past this before I do any other episodes. So we're going to be watching a video. This woman films herself during abortion. This is by CNN. They're going to be talking to this woman about why she did it and why she wanted to film it and everything. So yeah, we're just going to be watching this video and seeing what it's all about. Turn it up so you guys can hear it.
Well, my administrators were all very supportive of it.
This is the girl.
They actually helped me have the camera. I did all the editing. I found the music. That's all me. It's mostly my production. I just had a really great team of women behind me who...
I don't understand what makes her feel good about doing what she's... about recording her during her abortion. That's terrible in my opinion. Abortion is terrible in my opinion. I don't think it should be legal to abort a baby. There's so many other options. Put the dang thing up for adoption. We're doing my school, I go to a Catholic school. I'm not really Catholic. I'm kind of just Christian. I'm not really Catholic, but I go to a Catholic school called Notre Dame Academy. And my 7th grade service learning project is called Beacon of Hope. And they are a wonderful nonprofit that I'm going to promote because they cut down abortions drastically. Most of the patients that they see are patients that they get because these patients have accidentally gotten pregnant and they don't know what to do. They don't know whether they should get an abortion and Beacon of Hope is discouraging these abortions. And you can go in and you can... Excuse me. And you can go in and you can take classes on child care, and no woman pays anything for this. You can get these things called baby bucks. Like you go to church and you write down what you were doing or what you did at church, or like you go apply for a job and you get these things called baby bucks. And you can buy things from their shop with these baby bucks. And I think this is a wonderful idea, and it's wonderful that they do this. And they're one of the many, many options that you can have to get yourself on track and to not have to kill. I consider it murder, not have to kill this child that you're about to have. So yeah, let's continue.
Wanted to help stop the stigma of abortion.
Okay, and so hold on. So Emily, let me ask a crazy question. Now you're gonna. First of all, you knew you were gonna take heat when you did this, right? You understand you're mm-hmm. gonna be. It's a controversial topic. You're well aware of it. You're an abortion counselor, and doing this has got to know. I'm gonna ask a crazy question.
Okay.
Did you get pregnant in order to do this video?
Right. A lot of people on Twitter said the same thing.
And you realize that I'm gonna have to laugh at that, right?
Absolutely. If it's laughable, I hope it is. I'm relieved to see you laugh. Okay. Our panel's got lots of questions for you, so here's Samantha.
Emily, okay, first of all, I'm pro-choice, but your message was lost to me when you wrote in your essay that you were having sex, but you were not using birth control.
So that is stupid. You cannot purposefully not use birth control and then go out and just get an abortion and use abortion basically as birth control. That is insane. That is stupid. According to my opinion, that is just that makes me angry inside that you're purposefully not using birth control. Go buy a 10-pack of condoms at the convenience shop. God, like it's just it makes me angry inside when this happens. They don't use birth control. They're having sex with many different people. She's not even in a relationship, I don't think. And then she goes out and just gets an abortion. It is horrible for me that she used abortion as birth control. Let's continue.
So was abortion your form of birth control?
Okay. You're asking.
And is that the message you want to put out there?
So actually, actually, what I want to clarify is that I was not, I did not have a single partner. Like, I was not in a relationship. And to be honest, let's talk about the fact that hormonal birth control can be very scary to women. It can be very...
That's what condoms are for. You don't need to take a pill.
Very scary to put hormones in your
body. What's so scary about a condom? What's scary about a condom or any other barrier method? That's okay. That should not be scary. I worry about you getting an STD if somebody doesn't use a condom. Forget the birth control piece.
And my question is, have you ever done anything in your life that was a mistake? Have you ever smoked a cigarette? Have you ever ran a red light? Have you ever done something that you knew there was consequences? And then you said, wow, that was probably not the most, intellectual decision I made. You learn from it and you move forward.
Okay, you can't just do that though. You don't purposefully not use birth control and then say, "Oh, that might not have been the most intellectual decision I could have made." No dip, Sherlock. It's probably the most stupid decision you can ever make in your entire life. You killed a human life. That baby could have gone and done something great. That baby could have been the next Martin Luther King, Gandhi, somebody like that, a major world leader, but you never gave it a chance. You never gave that baby a chance, and you chose to make a video out of it. You chose to get publicity by killing a human life. That is unacceptable to me. Unacceptable. I wish she could talk back to me so we could have a conversation about this, but she can't, and that is just unacceptable. That is stupid.
Okay. During the procedure, I got an IUD inserted.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so Leanne, go ahead.
I just don't understand why people are trying to bash me on this. I've admitted...
You're the stupidest girl I've ever seen. Oh, I don't understand why people are going to bash me on this. You just killed a human life and then admitted you purposely didn't use birth control. That is insane. You are delusional and you need to get some mental health. Like, you need to get your mental health checked.
Hey, we all make mistakes. This is the point. Let's talk about empathy.
Well, I think...
Let's talk about it for a second. Let's just talk it out. I just killed this baby. Let's talk it out. So stupid.
One second, Emily.
You know, I think
I appreciate your answer, Emily. Leanne.
At some point, things should just be private. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, I'm proud of you for making the decision that you thought was right. That's probably best for the child that you weren't. It didn't seem like you were ready.
I don't agree with that lady. It's not best for the child to kill it. Let's say I broke my leg or my ankle. And I'm like, oh, this hurts so bad. Mom, can you kill me? Can you kill me, Mom? Oh, gosh, Mom, you're in a financial crisis. I'm 12 years old. Mom, please don't kill me, Mom. Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me. Can you not kill me? It hurts. And then my mom chops my head off. Think about that. Your mom can't support you financially, so she just kills you. That's insane.
A child that you were ready to have sex and then you were ready to have an abortion. To me, it seems that you're trivializing something that's really traumatic for a lot of people, thinking you're helping them. You are helping them. You're an abortion. You work in an abortion clinic, so you're already helping people. I don't think going viral and putting a video out there is doing anything, because I feel like it's self-serving. But I want to hear, what about women that get raped? What about women that get raped and have to have an abortion?
These people use this a lot. I mean, when you get raped, you don't need an abortion. Put the dang thing up for adoption. Put it up for adoption. God, I don't like talking about God and politics. They usually don't mix, but you don't play God and just... Maybe God made you get raped. I'm sure a lot of people don't believe in God, but maybe... Something happened, and you other people may believe everything happens for a reason. Something happened that happened for a reason, and you wanted to play God, and you killed it. It's unacceptable.
And they're watching you go. Well, ooh, cool!
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you because I don't think
There's
we should get lot. Focused on the.
There's a lot in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't think we should focus. Hang on, Emily. Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't really want to get into an abortion conversation. I want to get into whether or not the video is the right thing for her to do. Judy, my question is anything private anymore, and does this trivialize this very important issue?
Right. And Emily, I have a question for you to follow up on what Dr. Drew just said, which is, you know, is this trivializing it? And to that point, there was something that you said in your Cosmopolitan interview that this process was like giving birth to you, that it felt like giving birth, that you were humming through it. And I'm just wondering if that's trivializing women who are giving birth. And can you really compare an abortion?
Yeah, you can't compare an abortion to giving birth. They're the exact opposite thing. Giving birth is giving life. Giving birth is giving life. Having an abortion is taking life. It is taking a beautiful life from a beautiful creature. Everybody on this planet Earth could have been killed. But their parents chose the right decision and not to kill them. Martin Luther King himself, a civil rights activist, Gandhi himself. Barack Obama. I didn't like Barack Obama, but I'm sure not everybody hates Barack Obama as much as they hate Donald Trump. So I'm going to use him as an example. He could have been killed, murdered in the womb, and not given a chance. And they would have never known he was going to be president of the United States of America, the greatest country that ever lived.
Abortion to a birth-like process. And I was just wondering what you were thinking when you said that to Cosmopolitan.
Well, there's a lot of questions circulating right now. I would say that I've studied birth, so I'm a birth doula. I support women during their birthing experience.
Right.
And so the thing about birth is that it is personal, it is sacred, it is yours, and that, like, you need to be supported. It should be something that you craft with, like, having exactly whoever you want in the room with you. And so that's what I did. That's what I meant by this was as birth-like as possible. I was supported 360 degrees by women who held my hand, who said, like, you are strong and you are beautiful and you are making the best decision.
You're making the best decision. You're making the best decision that you can possibly make by killing this baby, by killing this human life and not giving it a chance. You're making the best decision ever. Let that sink in. Just let it sink in.
For your life, and we trust you because you trust yourself.
Okay.
I mean, it
Wendy,
was just full of
thoughts.
Love and support. So because of that, like, I did feel like it was, like, I still have a relationship with my body and with my pregnancy. And that's the thing is that, like, you can't tell me that I'm trivializing it because you're not me. You're not me.
Okay,
I can
Wendy.
Only speak on my own
Emily,
personal
hold
experience.
Hold on. Wendy.
All right, that was the end of the video, guys. I hope you guys learned something new or got my point at least, or I hope I could change a few of your minds. I know that's pretty hard these days. Well, I hope I could, though. So, yeah, that was that. I had to listen to cancer for a couple of minutes there. This has been Justin Pietro Molina with Conservative Kid Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next episode.